Hello and welcome back here to CDOS F90.1 FM. My name is Vivian and I'm back with a special guest. Ooh. You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello everybody, I'm Connor. I'm the head of the music department here at CGSF. And as Vivian has stated before, today is National Tartan Day. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a Canadian celebration that started in Nova Scotia, where they have a large contingent of Canadian Gaelic speakers. Even at one point in time in Canada's history, there were 150,000 people that spoke Gaelic. It was the third most spoken language at one point in time.
So I was just talking about how to celebrate National Tartan Day. And for example, you can wear a tartan, and mm-hmm. you're actually wearing a tartan. So can you tell me a little bit more about your outfit?
Sure. And we'll get a little bit more accurate as well. So the tartan refers to the pattern that you see on a kilt. And typically the kilt, it's a piece of Scottish dress. It's typically called Highland wear. And it comes from the Highland regions of Scotland, which are the kind of the mountainous parts of the western and northwestern, as well as the western islands, the Outer Hebrides and Isle of Skye, where Gaelic culture and Highland wear is very common. A kilt can have a pattern on it. It cannot. Most of the time, Scottish kilts do have a pattern. And in English, it's referred to as tartan. And in Gaelic, it's referred to as bricken. And the kilt itself is called a file. And the one I have on right now, it's already got the pleats knitted and stitched in the back. So you don't have to manually do it like you would with an old school kilt. And there's a wide range of patterns available. Some of them are related to family. Mine is, my middle name is McCall, so this is the McCall tartan, so it's actually from our family line. Now, I will say, though, that family lines and tartans are a slightly modern thing, so it definitely comes about from the 1800s, the Victorian era. However, it's been around since the 1400s, 1500s, so it's certainly a long-standing tradition of wearing the garment. Other parts of what I've got on right now, I've got kind of like a Celtic-style cable-knit sweater. I've got you could call it a purse, you could call it a satchel, whatever you want. It's called a sporran, and it has space inside to, hold a lighter and some coins. I've also got on my socks, I've got kilt hose, which you're supposed to wear kilt hose with a kilt. They're socks that if you don't have them rolled up, they go way up past your knee, but you kind of roll them down. And you also have these little tartan flashes, which are small kind of sample swatches of the fabric pattern. And I've also got on some ghillie brogues, which are Scottish shoes that have a thick heel to be able to walk in the rain and the mud, and you tie them up in a certain pattern. And kind of a few other accessories that are made out of actual deer horn and everything. So, yeah, some pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how are you celebrating the National Tartan Day?
I think I'm gonna listen to some Scottish music when I get home for sure. And definitely, we've got a track here to show you that has Scottish Gaelic language singing. And I like to, where possible, make some Scottish food as well. So I have a recipe for shortbread, which you've had before.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's so good. So I was actually talking about how you can celebrate the day. And it's also a way to celebrate it is to make food. So which Scottish food can you recommend?
Ooh, Scottish shortbread is very good. Mm-hmm. A classic Sunday roast is always good. So roast beef with Yorkshire pudding and gravy and vegetables and potatoes is always good. If you are feeling adventurous, I can highly recommend haggis. It's certainly, it's more of an adventurous thing, but I definitely, when it's done right, it tastes fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that is, for those of you who don't know what haggis is, it's various parts of the sheep cooked in a sheep's stomach, and you mix it with oats and spices. So it's, I know it doesn't sound appetizing, but it may be a bit of a fortitude test as well. Like, see, oh, all right, you want to try this? You want to really be Scottish for a moment?
It's interesting, and I think it depends on the people's taste.
So, oh, totally.
If you are adventurous or if you would like to try something new today, you should definitely look for some Scottish recipes and maybe listen to some Scottish music to appreciate the National Tartan Day. And we have this one track here to appreciate National Tartan Day because I usually don't listen to Scottish music, but I always like to try new music and listen to new music. So would you like to introduce that song
sure.
here.
Sure. This is a track by a very acclaimed Gaelic singer from, I believe she grew up in Uist, which is part of the Outer Hebrides, and it's a Gaelic majority area of Scotland. Julie Fowlis is her name, F-O-W-L-I-S, and the track is, see if I can read it correctly here, Yerech Mimoch Maden Hjoar, and that means, I arose this morning on a misty day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of fits because, I don't know, it's raining today and
it's foggy when I woke up.
It's foggy, so it kind of fits to today's day. And do you have something that you can give us as a takeaway? Maybe in Gaelic, a sentence
sure.
they would like to say.
If maybe the basic thing is just to ask someone, how are you? And then the response. So if I was talking to one of mm-hmm. my friends, I would say, Kumera hahu. And then the response would be hamigamat. So kumerahau, how are you going, or how is it on you? Hamigamat means I am well.
I would try to pronounce it, but not now, because I need a little bit of practice
totally.
To do that. So I will definitely try to pronounce that after the show and practice a little bit of my Gaelic. So, yeah, maybe you can teach me some more after the show. And, yeah, maybe you can try to learn some Gaelic too today. Check out Google. I mean, it's all over Google on
yeah,
the internet.
If you want to find any resources, there's a really good school for Gaelic. There's one in the UK, one in Canada as well. SMO, Salmo Rosteg in the UK, and then Collège na Gaelic in Cape Breton.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for introducing the song here and to show us a little bit of your culture and to help us appreciate the National Tartan Day. And we're going to listen to the song soon. So this is Julie Fowlis with I Rose Early on a Misty Morning, because I would not try to pronounce it. I would definitely, no. So I would practice it after the show. But this is I Rose Early on a Misty Morning, the English version. And this is Julie Fowlis.
Yeah.
Fowlis. So please enjoy.
Yerich mi moch matein shor hu kuri hu mu so I mi erach roch kan voyach I
Julie Fowlis with I Arose Early on a Misty Morning. A really nice song that kind of makes me want to dance around in the studio here. So I really enjoyed that song and I could... I hope you could enjoy that song too. And yeah, I really, really liked that song. It is a cool song. And it is also my kind of my part to celebrate, or my way to celebrate the National Tartan Day today. So I hope you could enjoy that too. And if you're interested in more Scottish music, you should check out our archives. So go on Open Mic, on Coffee Time, and on our website, cjsf.ca, and check out our archives for the playlist and to check out the music that I just played for you. And I hope this song could cheer you up a little bit on this rainy Thursday afternoon. It's already Thursday. Tomorrow is the long weekend. The long Easter weekend starts, so I hope you can enjoy that. I have so many plans for the weekend. I don't know what's about you, but maybe you can enjoy that weekend to just relax and get your mind off things. Maybe you have to study. Maybe you can do cool things. I have so many cool things planned. So actually tomorrow I will go skiing. I will go to a baseball game. And on Saturday I will go skiing again, because then the skiing season is over. I'm really, really sad. I think every mountain closed this weekend except Whistler. I think Whistler is open till May because it's still pretty cold here. But every other mountain here in Vancouver is closing, so I kind of have to use my chance to go skiing again. And on Saturday, then it's Easter, so we will have a little dinner for Easter with my host family. And on Monday, hopefully I can go hiking if the weather is good. I hope for some sun, and yeah, I hope you can go outside too and enjoy the weather if the weather is good. Hopefully, maybe you can get some skiing in, maybe you can go for a walk, or maybe you can just relax and enjoy the free time. And yeah, I have so many plans for the next 2 weeks, because actually I'm leaving in 18 days. It's crazy. It is so crazy. And the time flew by so, so fast. So yeah, I hope you I don't know, it's so wild. I hope you can enjoy your next 2 weeks, because I will definitely enjoy every moment I have left here, every day I have left here. I appreciate every day, every single moment I have here. And I cannot believe that it's almost over, and I'm already sad, so I don't want to talk about it anymore because it makes me too sad. And I would like to cheer me up a little bit with a cool song that I have ready for you here on CDSF 90.1 FM. This is Bridal Party with Cool Down. Hopefully it can cheer me up a little bit. Hopefully it can cheer you up a little bit too, and yeah, get your mind off the rainy day, and like maybe makes you dance around your living room or your own room or your car or wherever you are. Maybe you can dance a little bit and bring joy to the world, hug a stranger, and yeah, share love and bring love to the world. And yeah, I hope it can cheer you up. This is Bridal Party with Cool Down.
The organ's on the water.
By the New Pornographers. I know their name is a little bit interesting, but I have been really enjoying that song, and I hope you enjoyed today's coffee time. I had so much fun again. I love talking about what's going on with my life, what's going on in the world, and I hope you enjoyed that too. And yeah, I'm so, so thankful for the past shows I've been doing here at CJSF, and I hope you can enjoy my next show. So next Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., I will host the next coffee time. If you are interested in that, and if you're new listeners, welcome here. Hope it's kind of a safe space for you. Hope you could enjoy your coffee with me, and yeah, just could relax for 1 hour of this rainy day. And next, I also will host two other shows next week. So Speak Up from 10 to 11 a.m. next Tuesday, and Intravenous. It's going to be a really interesting show from 10 to 11 on Wednesday. So tune in if you like, and if you want to listen more to my voice, then you should definitely check that out. And also check out our social media. We're active on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and also TikTok. So we have a new TikTok account, so you should check that out too. And I hope, and if you are interested in the music I played, you should check out our website as well. So cjsf.ca, and go in our archives and check out the playlist. I will upload the playlist soon, and I hope you could enjoy. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I have one last song that always cheers me up, and I added the song to my playlist recently. So hope you can enjoy that song. It's called Beijing Honey, and it's so, so cool, and by the Scoundrels, and I'm really excited for that song. I love that song, it cheers me up all the time. So I hope you can enjoy that. This is Beijing Honey. I'm out, and hear you next week.